Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Nikki Jabala of The Athletic joins us. Nikki Jabala, our fan Broncos insider, is brought to you courtesy of Perry's Pizza. Nikki, good afternoon. I understand we have some developing news about Prince Amakamara. What's going on?
Yeah, NFL Network is reporting he's close to a deal with the Raiders. So I know there was a lot of speculation about whether the Broncos would be interested, just given their, you know, that pretty thin cornerbacks room and the fact that he played for Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell in Chicago. But clearly they feel pretty confident about their group. I mean, they haven't looked to add anybody outside of Ojemudia to that cornerbacks room, and the only safety they added was Douglas Coleman as a college free agent. So, you know,
wow, as far as you know, they were never interested in Prince.
I had not heard anything that they were interested. You know, there was it was mostly people on the outside saying, well,
right,
on paper it makes sense, but yeah, I hadn't heard anything about them being
interested. Probably D-Mac's dumb idea.
Well, we speculate about Prince Amakamara quite a bit, because it seemed like his price tag would make sense, and we can see that the depth of that particular position is pretty weak. But then again, Nikki, and maybe you can speak to this, their confidence level in Ojemudia seems off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they drafted him as high as they did. I think some people thought it was a reach. I did at first, but clearly, you know, Vic and Ed Donatell, they know what they're doing far better
sure.
than I do. And clearly they view him as a guy that can come in and start. I mean, that's why you draft him at that point, right? So they're going to give him every chance to really get up to speed and try to start. I think there's going to be a number of challenges, certainly, especially with all the restrictions right now, not being able to get on the field. And it's a pretty complex defense as is, so you know, it's going to be difficult, but they really believe that he can be the guy back there.
Is there any chance that he could be, like, is this crazy to think that he could be competing with Bryce Callahan?
I think they view him as a starter and having Bryce Callahan as the nickel.
Mm. It's pretty amazing. It's hard to imagine that you could bring in a guy with the type of price tag that Bryce Callahan had last year, and you go out and you get a guy in the third round that's going to be better than him?
Yeah, I think it speaks to, you know, kind of the flexibility of Bryce Callahan, and that, you know, he can play outside if they want him. He has more experience inside as nickel. You know, there could be concern about his health, though. Every time we've talked to Elway and Fangio, they said they, you know, but they've heard nothing but good things about his progress. But this is a guy who hasn't played football in 18 months. So that has to be considered some way. They really do like this Ojemudia kid. He's
I guess.
You know, he's good size. They feel like he can get up to speed. But, yeah, it's a big challenge for him, no doubt.
There's a story out there about league and team officials have agreed on a proposal to raise the debt limit, mm-hmm. $150 million for each team to help make up for lost revenue in the event the games are played without fans. What's the significance of this story, Nikki?
I think, it shows that the NFL is really considering everything and really looking at every possibility. And the fact that they may have to cancel games. Maybe that first month you hear more and more about, you know, them slashing those first four games and starting, you know, after those. I mean, teams could lose quite a bit of money. I think ESPN's analysis, I think they had it, what was it? Like, it was like $12 billion in all sports. But for the NFL specifically, I want to say it was like $130 million they stand to lose. It's a lot of money. You think about all that goes into the production of these games, and it's a lot of money they stand to lose. So, you know, not every team is, you know, equally financed, right? Mm. So some will be hit harder than others.
How are the Broncos in that department these days?
I don't know where their debt is, but, you know, the Bolin family, the wealth was tied up mostly in the Broncos. You know, Pat did very well for himself in oil mm-hmm. and real estate development. But, you know, you compare it to a lot of the newer owners and who are billionaires.
Right.
And they made their fortunes elsewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the NFL, I mean, they've raised their debt limit a number of times, but it's usually been for, like, teams to finance a new stadium or for new owners to finance the purchase of a team. You know, it's kind of been rare in this instance. So, you know, they are really expecting, or at least considering the fact that they might have to cancel some games.
Nikki, it feels like it's been a long time since we've had any updates on anything going on the ownership front. Mm-hmm. Where are we? What's happening right now?
I mean, the case is still moving forward in Arapahoe County. I think they're going through depositions now. As far as I know, and, you know, I check daily, you know, the trial's still scheduled for September 1st.
So people have been going into the courthouse for depositions?
No, you do it remotely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the courthouse has been, I mean, they've been closed except for extenuating circumstances. So that's still moving forward. I mean, the biggest question that, you know, is unanswered for anybody is, you know, in December, Joe Ellis clearly said that if the family can't agree, then they need to sell the team. You know, in my view, if there's an ongoing trial, that means, or ongoing case, that means there's not agreement, right? So at what point is a decision made as to whether, you know, they're going to really try to hold on to the team as a family or if the trustees are going to sell it? And that's an unknown at this point.
And here's one that keeps popping up with D-Mac and I. So we all understand that John Elway, he couldn't buy the Denver Broncos because he's an employee of the Denver Broncos. So how long does somebody have to be removed from...
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean,
it's not?
GM owners.
Well, he can't buy it when you're a current employee, I thought.
Well, you're employed by the trust, right? The team is within the trust, but yeah, he would be self-employed at that point if he becomes controlling owner.
Well, the question is, could John Elway be part of an ownership stake without resigning his post for a certain amount of time and being independent of the team to come back in to buy a portion of the team?
I believe he can. I mean, I need to double check on that, so don't hold me to it, but I believe he can. I mean, if he's able to, the biggest problem is, you know, to be controlling owner, it's if you're not a part of the family, the minimum percentage you have to put down is so exorbitant that even for somebody like him who's incredibly well off, it's still out of reach, and they don't allow an investment group. So he could buy a minority stake.
You can buy a minority stake while he still works for the team? You sure about that?
I don't know if he can do it when he still works with the team. But if he wants an ownership piece, he could buy a minority stake. It wouldn't be as large, but he wouldn't have voting power, obviously. But, you know, I'd have to look into all that, honestly. But,
I guess the big question is, and we saw a Bleacher Report story about Peyton Manning. I don't think there was anything all that new in the Bleacher Report story. Mm-hmm. However, the fact that there was a Bleacher Report story, to me, gets my wheels spinning that Peyton's making plans. He doesn't do anything accidental. Mm-hmm. And when you see a story like that, in quotes attributed directly to Peyton, he's thinking in that direction. And so it makes logical sense to say, well, would the Broncos be better off with John Elway running things for maybe the next 5 years or Peyton Manning running things for the next 20 years?
Right. Again, you know, it's more the money. Like, that controlling ownership, you know, it's right now it's in the trust, but how would an outside buyer like Peyton or John Elway be? I mean, you're talking 30% of $3 billion. You got to put $1 billion down. That's the minimum. So they could buy a minority stake. I mean, they could all agree to sell John's portion, which is a non-voting minority stake.
Well, we'll see what happens.
They would have to agree on that.
Yeah, and I understand that this is probably down the road a tad, but it is.
And there's the other thing too of, you know, for them to even consider this, I'm all but certain they would have to settle this case first. You can't sell a team while this is ongoing, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll see. It will eventually be the biggest story ever in Broncos history.
And you notice that Michael Bloomberg just bought a $44 million property in Colorado.
I did not notice that.
I did not know that either.
Where did he buy that?
Hold on, I'm looking at
somewhere off Colfax?
Nikki actually
had
the...
Henry Kravis's mansion, or Colorado ranch. Where is that? From KKR.
Wow. I don't know anything about this either.
It's about an hour from Aspen.
An hour from Aspen?
Yeah.
An hour from Aspen.
$45 million just in the middle of a pandemic. Why not?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, I'm an hour from Aspen is
Northwest Colorado.
North, and so northwest of Aspen. It's the middle of nowhere, man. He's going to be out there by himself. I don't know why he'd want to live an hour away from Aspen. I guess he wants to, I don't know, who knows, people with that kind of money.
But he's got a really big house in Colorado, and he's rich, is what I'm saying. So.
Okay,
I got it.
Okay,
got it.
Got it. Connecting the dots in my head right now. Yep.
Hey, Nikki, how much do you love your dog?
I'm scared to answer this question. What's going on? I love my dog.
You love your dog, right? Like, the dog's fantastic. Well, we're seeing things with Mama Hamler, KJ's mom.
Oh, yeah, Denver, the pup. I talked to her today.
Well, you're kidding me.
You did.
She was, we had her on our podcast. Shameless plug there, Mile High Magic. she's wonderful. She's so funny.
So tell us about it.
She's got a little puppy that KJ gave her for Mother's Day. It's about 3 pounds. It's like the size of a squirrel, and it's only going to be 5 pounds.
Period.
And they named it Denver. She said she would have named it Denver even if it were a girl. She's set on that name. So.
Well, we have some reaction that we can play for you.
Okay.
Here it is.
Ma. Welcome to Little Denver.
Who the dog is that?
Yours.
This is not my little dog.
Sure
this dog
better
not get no bigger than this.
He's about
a little
bit about
Mocha's
size.
5 to 8 pounds. I probably
got.
You smell good, though.
She's the best. She's so great.
Yeah.
You smell good, though.
All right, so there's
yours.
There's Mama Hamler.
Yep.
Is she going to give Gloria Miller a run for her money in terms of mom with the most personality?
Oh, goodness. They're very different. Yeah, I mean, I love the moms on the team.
Yeah.
The guys with the big personalities usually have the moms with the big personalities.
Right.
And they love their boys more than anything. Oh, it's so cute.
All right. Well, thank you, Nikki. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I thought
you,
that was a howl.
You bet. Have a good one, guys.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.